Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Twitter says goodbye to the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is good news. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, Twitter has finally distanced itself from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, after the implosion regarding the ongoing sexual harassment, racial discrimination, and donor deception inside the organization. The SPLC hypocritically labels Christian, pro-family, and conservative nonviolent groups such as Liberty Counsel as hate groups. We have been asking for these social media giants to distance itself, as well as major media, from this corrupt, false organization that frankly puts out dangerous misinformation. And finally, Twitter is the first one to do so.
Which says a lot. It says how much of a pariah the SPLC has become, how extremist they truly must be, because we know that Twitter is no bastion of conservatism. And sadly, it was not the SPLC's clear hatred and animus of Christianity and biblical truth relative to human sexuality. It was the fact that there were complaints of sexual harassment and racial discrimination within the Southern Poverty Law Center that I think was kind of finally the breaking point for a lot of progressive groups, so-called, including Twitter, to finally say, oh, for our own political well-being, maybe we should distance ourselves from these pariahs.
You know, we've joined other conservative leaders, I think about 69 recently, in a letter to news organizations, to social media platforms and donors saying, you know, you need to sever your ties. What we've been saying all along, the truth is they are not a reliable source.
They're not a reliable source. I mean, you just begin with that. They're just not a reliable source. They come up with this so-called hate group, and in the same categories of the violent organizations, they list nonviolent, Christian, pro-family, and conservative organizations. And in the minds of the media, the public, they want to put you side by side. That's their intent. Mm-hmm. So that as you have a feeling towards these violent groups, like maybe the KKK, the Aryan Nation, and other things, they want you to think the same thing about Liberty Counsel, the American Family Association, Family Research Council, and many, many more.
And they've convinced donors and gotten millions of dollars using the platform.
Oh, and they've convinced people like Amazon Smiles to defund and stop allowing
Microsoft, so that it doesn't give the nonprofit
credit card companies,
Facebook,
PayPal, on and on it goes. And they use the SPLCs and have used in the past their false guilt by false association propaganda in order to discriminate against mainstream Christian organizations and individuals. It's a horrible thing to behold.
Right. And their so-called hate group title has caused violence among other people as well.
Which is so ironic that they label nonviolent groups as hate groups. And we know for a fact, it's not hypothetical, that false labeling actually resulted in Floyd Corkins trying to commit mass murder against
a homosexual activist.
Yeah, right. Against the staff of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. And notwithstanding that indisputable fact, because he gave that admission to law enforcement officers, and it's on video. Notwithstanding the fact that they know that this false information can result in actual harm to people, they still use the SPLC.
And don't forget that they were also connected to that attempt on Republican legislators that baseball game.
And Corkins, for instance, said that it was the SPLC's hate map that he used to target the FRC and thank God, some other Christian organizations. And that it was the SPLC that incited him
right.
to carry out this attempted act of mass murder.
Yeah, and thank God that it didn't happen, that in fact the security guard at FRC, which was his first stop, by the way, he was going to some other organizations that were on his list, stopped him. He was shot in the process, the security guard was. And but
he
stopped him.
He survived. Yeah. But, yeah.
And SPLC's Mark Potok is on camera saying it is our agenda to take these pro-family Christian organizations down
and to destroy them. He said that. Oh, this is out there. And so we, for a long time, told these media groups and the Silicon Valley groups, stop using the SPLC. It is just doing this for its own fundraising purposes. And now at least Twitter, the first one, after the sexual harassment, racial discrimination, donor deception has surfaced, and this coming from people who worked inside the SPLC, then now they have distanced themselves. Now, Twitter used or relied upon the SPLC to censor different tweets and organizations that the SPLC classified as hate groups. So they relied upon the fox guarding the hen house. And so they have distanced themselves, and no longer is the SPLC an advisor to Twitter. But there's another, a lot of others. Facebook, Amazon with its Amazon Smile, Google, YouTube, and Vimeo, others that censor. There is the different credit card processing companies. There's so much that have been relying upon the SPLC's categorization and causing harm to innocent organizations. And in fact, even some banks have shut down accounts of organizations or people, even though they're in good standing, and they've just shut them down because they're on the watch list. Microsoft has sent out letters to different organizations saying that you no longer will be eligible for the nonprofit discount. Mm-hmm. All of this is related to the SPLC.
Yeah, not to mention major media has been broadcasting this
message
for
how long? Major
media,
every year, the SPLC comes out with this.
Was it CNN? Put the hate map up.
Group. hate group. And then they'll come out with hate groups in your area. And so then the media, they don't interview anybody.
They cut and paste.
Cut and paste. And they'll say, well, do you know how many hate groups are in Central Florida or in Central Virginia or in Colorado, whatever state it is? And then people look at that and say, how many hate groups are here? And then they list them. And right alongside the actual groups that are violent or advocate violence, there's nonviolent pro-life groups. What you won't find, though, Matt, and the SPLC refuses to mention those, is what you would call left-wing organizations like Antifa, CARE, some of these other groups. They won't list those, and they say, well, it's because we only monitor, quote, right-wing organizations. Well, if someone is committing violence, if you're really trying to help and provide a service to identify those that are advocating violence and the overthrow by violence, then why do you not have Antifa? Why do you not have some of these other organizations on there? Why not the Revolutionary Communist Party of America that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States? Yeah, the other Islamic jihadist organizations.
Yeah,
they don't do that. So you can obviously see that they're biased and they have an agenda.
And finally, within the past couple of years, and maybe some corporate entities are starting to follow suit here, but don't forget, under the Obama administration, the Department of Justice and other administrative departments within the federal government would actually use the SPLC's propaganda as a resource. Now, the DOJ and others have stopped doing that, and they have distanced themselves. And in fact, they have widely and firmly rebuked the SPLC for pushing
their
propaganda.
Right, they have. And in fact, now the co-founder, Morris Dees, has been fired from the SPLC. The longtime president, Richard Cohen, has resigned. Other people have resigned. But it remains to be seen what will happen with the SPLC. This is a big moneymaker for them, so I'm not anticipating they're going to voluntarily change. But it's time for these organizations and corporations to distance themselves from this dangerous group because it classifies people wrongly, and that ultimately puts people at risk. For more information, how you can stand and advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can sign up for our free emails right there. Subscribe to our emails, and we have a number of different kinds of emails. We have the Liberty Alert that gives you information. We have others that will provide activist opportunities so that your voice can be heard on major issues affecting family, faith, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.